Apply for doing, I'm having partial one. I'm having somebody look at apply for your year.
Oh, thanks. I don't know that we'll be the best.
Let's see if we have Marcy. We do not have Marcy, but you do have a quorum, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, excellent. I bring the City of Yamhill City Council meeting to order on Wednesday, October 26, 2022 at 4:30 p.m. for a special meeting. May I get a roll call, please?
Teachari here.
Potter here.
Teske here.
And Marcy's not here.
Not yet.
And Andrew is, Marcy and Andrew are both excused. Or. All right, new business, public works. So we met in executive session last week to talk about payroll staffing for our public works staff. And so that we can get, all of the city staff up to a competitive wage that will help them sustain long-term employment with the city, and they don't just come here for training and then leave for bigger and better dollars. Hopefully we can maintain staffing and keep that for long-term. So we've been working on that. We did a wage study, and we used the wage study as a guideline to support that, and we came up with some decisions. And did remind me if 14% was what,
yes,
everybody
for
else,
both.
Uh-huh. What everybody agreed on? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the utility worker one, we chose to leave as it is, and that one will be up for a vote. But the other two, the public works, which the facilities maintenance manager will become the public works director and become an exempt status. And we proposed that he would get a 14% increase. We proposed retro back to May of 2022. And the plant operator would remain as non-exempt and would also get a 14 and also retro back to 2022. Is that what we all discussed that you remember? Yeah. And in the time between then and now, was there any questions or anything that we need to cover?
I don't think so.
None? No?
No.
No? You're comfortable with this?
Yes.
Well, with that.
Like motion?
I would like a motion, please.
I make a motion to approve a 14% pay increase for the plant operator, and he's to remain as no exempt status, effective or retroactive to May 2022.
A second. Can I get a vote, please?
Bechara, aye.
Potter, aye.
Askey, aye.
Thank you.
Really quick, Yvette, what before facilities director, what was Jason's title? Or what is?
He was a facilities manager, facilities maintenance manager.
All right, I make a motion that we change the facilities.
Before you do that, for the record, let me clarify why that we've made that change.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we already did that. I'm sorry.
Kind of. So back when the facilities maintenance manager was hired, as an additional manager to the plant operator manager, who was managing all the waterworks for the public works department. And the facilities maintenance manager was going to manage all the city facilities, buildings, and roads, and all of the things that go along with city maintenance. And so we had two at that time. One of those people has stepped out. So the current facilities manager stepped up into a dual role, managing all of public works rather than just the facilities maintenance side of the house. And so we are changing his title to public works director to accommodate for that acceptance of additional duties and additional assignments, taking on all of the work of a public works director. And when we did the wage analysis, it came up with public works director as being the most closely related position to the duties that he has been assigned. So that is why we are changing the public works director position to that title. Now I'm ready. Plus, the facilities maintenance manager is not an exempt position. The public works director will be an exempt position. So overtime and comp time will not be accrued for the city. So that will save the city actually a few dollars.
All right. I make a motion that we change public works director to, public works manager to public works director, and move that to exempt status and do a 14% pay increase retroactive to May 2022.
Excuse me. I thought it was a facilities director, not public works director.
Facilities.
That's what I had written down.
That's not what you said to me.
I know, but you were saying that, so that's why.
Did I say that?
Yes. So, yes, facilities director. Thank you. That's what I had written down.
Facilities manager.
He was facilities manager. And now he's going to be facilities director.
No, now he's going to be a public works director.
All right. Now he's going to be a public works director. Exempt status, 14% increase, retroactive to May 2022. Does that work for you, Jay?
Second.
Can I get a vote, please?
Bechara, aye.
Potter, aye.
Askey, aye.
All right. And there are no other positions in public works that are being addressed at this time. We have one utility worker, one position that is currently filled, and one that is unfilled that is currently being recruited for. And that position will not change in wages or status. So that one is done. Next is the city planner interim contract. So we talked about the city, all of the contracted positions for the city planner, the city attorney, the engineering company, all the people that we contract with for services to the city have been contracted with the city for an exceptionally long amount of time. And the community brought to our attention that needed to be addressed, that contracting for that time doesn't allow for other agencies to perform for the city or to put in bids for the city. It doesn't allow the city to find contractors that might do the job better at a better affordable price to the city. So the council agreed and decided to then go ahead and put the planning commissioner, which was up for renewal. His contract was up for renewal. And so we decided to put it out for bid to get other bids for other planning commissioners. But in the interim, now that the contract has expired and we are in the process of putting out to bid, in the interim, there is a contract that we need to address for the time period until a new planning commissioner can be installed. Is there any public comment in regards to that? No? Council? Any comment to that? And you read the Walt Wendelowski City of Yamhill Professional Services Agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Tyler, did this get ran by you?
Today.
And are you able to share any comment or thoughts with us that we need to be aware of in regards to this?
Looks pretty normal.
It is pretty basic. Yeah. And the contract is 3 pages?
That's 4.
Well, that's the sign. But
yes, it looks appropriate.
Okay. Is there anything the city should address prior to approving it?
The only comment I would have is the 30-day termination period if the city is potentially looking for their city planner services. That I don't know from Walt's perspective, you know, if he's in the middle of something, if it makes sense to have him finish or shorter timeline. 30 days seems reasonable, all things considered.
So we do have the agreement ends next June, so the end of the fiscal year. But if we find somebody prior to that, which is very likely, I'm assuming, then having that time frame shortened for 30 days would be helpful. Council, what are your thoughts on that? 30-day, 14-day, 15-day, 7-day?
I like 2 weeks, a little bit better.
Okay.
When you give notice for employment. But I'm okay with 30 days also.
It's 2 weeks, pretty normal too, for this kind of.
Generally, if I were drafting this agreement, and what I, as a default, include is just a 7-day termination on the city side, just so that it provides maximum flexibility.
7 days. So 7 days seems disrespectful in some way to me, and I want to be respectful of his services and his time investment, but 30 days isn't necessarily respectful to the city, because if we've got somebody new on board, then we want to implement them as quickly as possible. I'd be willing to do 7 days.
And that doesn't mean that the city couldn't give him more time.
We just have to give 7.
That's just the minimum.
Okay. So depending upon how soon the potential new planning commissioner was willing to implement, then we, okay. So 7 days would create flexibility where 30 days would not.
Yes, from the city's perspective.
City's perspective, thank you. Any questions on this?
Mm-hmm.
So let's motion for the change and motion for approval of signature.
I make a motion to approve the interim contract for planning services between Walt Wendelowski and the City of Yamhill with the following changes to include 7-day termination of contract, and I authorize the mayor to sign.
Second.
Can I get a vote, please?
HRI.
Potter, aye.
FDX.
All right.
I have a question.
Rocky. Yes, Rocky.
I do have a question for your consideration. I don't know that it had anything to do with your voting, but the question has two parts. And the question is, for contract people, Has there been documentation on performance? That's the first part of the same question. And the second part of the question is, will you, if you didn't, will you institute maintaining documentation on performance from this day forward?
Thank you for that, Rocky. Actually, I have questions for you. How would you make that? How would you implement that type of thing? If it wasn't already being done, what kind of ways do you think would be good to?
Well, first I'd like to know the answer to the question.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Do you have any suggestions?
Do you have any suggestions, some recommendations?
I don't feel my question has been answered. So I can only conclude that one, we have not kept track of performance of contract people. And so the answer to the second question is you're posing that to me, how you would go about doing it.
How would you measure performance of contracted people?
By the work that they do.
Okay, and they do the work, they accomplish it, they finish it, they provide it to the city.
They do, that's true.
They do exactly what we ask them to do, and how would we determine how well that was done? How would that be measured?
Well, by illustration, in 1998, an engineering firm did work for the city, and it identified a number of things that needed to be accomplished relative to the water system. I believe it was 2018, a very similar kind of report was accomplished by a different engineering firm. When you carefully read all of that information, it definitely says that the water system, just as one example, this is for illustrative purposes, that the water system is very deficient. And yet, very recently, we had at least one, which would have been one of the contract engineers, which was asked the question about whether or not the city had sufficient water for the current day and the current activities. And on the first occasion, the answer was no. On a second occasion, when there was in particular a public hearing and a decision before both the Planning Commission and the City Council regarding the same question, is there enough water? The answer was yes. But when you read the report, it clearly states that there is insufficient water. And if it should ever go to litigation, I'm not saying it is, I'm just using this as an example. If it should go to litigation, I can't imagine counsel not being able to make a very serious position about the engineering report says this, it's in black and white, and then a verbal, just the opposite of that. So I think in terms of judgment on performance, that could illustrate an example of keeping track of performance.
Rocky, question. Are they two different things? So sorry, I'll speak louder. So we had a report from for the city, and then the person that spoke verbally, that was someone with the subdivision, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, it was the same engineer.
Oh, same engineer. Okay.
I know what he's talking about. He's correct. That did occur from the same person, same engineer, same engineering company. That was in different contexts, though. And what I can tell you is the context of those questions was different, so the answer was different. And how I'll explain that is the city has enough water if the city had all the water to be used. So the 70% of the city's water is purchased by outside districts. So if those districts did not exist, the city would have 70% more water to be used, or access to 70% more water. So the city's got plenty of water, but do we have plenty of water to service both the outside districts and the city? No. That's why we're working with the Water Advisory Committee to develop the 10 different plans that we've come up with and implemented already about 5 of them. So that's the context of the question. No, there isn't enough for the city and the districts. Yes, there is enough for the city if the districts didn't exist, but they do, and we're good neighbors, and we'll do what we can.
Okay, well, I would just simply refer back to the report document itself.
Okay, and I appreciate that.
There really appeared to be not enough very tangible documentation that would identify in either direction.
Okay. All right.
And until, if I were sitting in your seat making that kind of a decision, I would want more specific information so that the decision that I made, I was really very comfortable and secure in it. And I believe that a lot of people walked away from that whole circumstance, and there was a great deal of misunderstanding. And so, and I don't mean to be disrespectful at all, but you can sit there today and you can say, well, you know, the context and all of that, but that was not covered in detail so that all of the people that were present and wanting to know just exactly what the details are of what is available and what is not was not very well understood.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Faraki, for that.
Thank you.
Sharon, when we had our water town hall, and we had the video and the charts and all the things going on with that, is that still on the website and available? If not, I'd like to repost that on the website and make that available, maybe under the Water Advisory Committee meetings. I don't know.
I can't post the video, but I can post like the present. You're talking about the presentation that was shown,
yes.
The PowerPoint?
Yes.
Exactly. Because
that did identify the 70%, the districts, the difference between districts and city water usage.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
A couple things to answer your question, I think, is timeliness, submission of reports.
Hold on, let me write that down.
Completeness of reports. Identifying issues early on and as complete as possible. Working within budget or identifying budget constraints. Also, your basic document is your contract. That tells you what your key issues are that you want him to perform to. And there are lots of contracts, technical evaluation boards and things like that, that look at different types of contracts that might be available on the internet.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you, Jay.
Because the thing, criteria for the planner would not be used for the engineers.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I appreciate that. Maybe Jay can help also. Rocky, the what you were talking about, the reports, are those the CIP reports that you're referring to?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get all
that. The engineer reports that you were referring to, the one from 1998 and the one from 2018, is that the CIP reports that you're referring to?
It was, well, I think both reports, the 98 report and the 2018 report, both of them were utilized to just simply validate the infrastructure that was not in existence that needs to be in order to either maintain or produce the water requirement for city demands.
Okay. All right. But you don't recall the title of the report that you're referring to?
Well, no, just I can find it. I can look it up for you.
We can too. I was just trying to save a little time, but we can find it. Thank you, though. Appreciate that.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yes.
The town hall meeting audio is posted on the city council.
City council website
page. Okay. It's October 27th. So the audio is there. And I make sure I get the PowerPoint presentation back there too.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Nothing more on the agenda. I do want to address one additional thing. The Yamhill Downtown Association has come to the council several years now and asked for support and asked for some financial support to help them with decorating the city with Christmas lights. For the last few years, they've been putting white line lights on top of most of the buildings for the holiday season. And they have been paying for them to be put up and paying for them to be taken down and the maintenance of them. And we've not been able to support them in that. I would really like to see council support them in some way to show them that we are behind them, that we do want to encourage them to keep doing what they're doing. Granted, what we do have in that particular budget goes directly to the fire station to do what they do. So what our options are is try to find from another budget some amount of money that may or may not be there, or the next budget round, keep this in mind so that we can support them in their efforts for the city, or whatever you might come up with. Any thoughts on that?
I would like to find the money if we can and help them this year.
If I remember correctly, we talked about that at the last budget meetings.
Mm-hmm. And I'd hate for that to happen again. But you know, we only have so much money, but if we can find the money, what they're asking for, 660.
Was that what that was?
I don't remember.
I wonder if you can see it. 668.2.
Well, there you go.
668. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but it does.
It is a lot, but when you think about when we break down and do the volunteer groups, we were doing 500 per.
We were prior to COVID.
So could we try and find 500?
We can ask Kim to look into
that. Try and find that?
See if she can find 500.
I think it's important. Do our part to make the town look nice.
Well, and just supporting them.
Mm-hmm. They do a lot of really good things.
They do. And they've been
positive things.
Researching and Main Street conferences for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. The Main Street grant funds is a big chunk of money that most of the small town communities use to dress up and clean up and beautify their cities and make them more economic diverse and work with them in that way. Dayton is a great example. Dayton did that 12 years ago. They started building up their city and they've been using Main Street funds to do so. Carlton is another great example. They've been using Main Street. That's how they remodeled that one tavern restaurant that is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And the bakery building, that's how they remodeled that. So it was a great way for them to help with their businesses, their local businesses to develop them. So that supporting them and doing that would be very, very wise of us.
And that's a grant they're working on?
They've been going to the conferences for 2 years now. And they've been talking to the conference people. I do believe they have them coming to the grant manager is coming to the planning commission. Is that right?
Next month, yeah.
Next month? Okay. To talk about it.
Main Street USA, I think.
Exactly. Main Street USA grant funds. And so that they can talk, the planning commission can find out, well, how will this grant, what things will this grant need from the city in order to be able to implement some of the things they're asking for, which the planning commission will have a heads up ahead of time and can start working towards that. Partly the facade of the buildings and, you know, maintaining that historical value. So that's that. So any questions in regards to this? And Jay?
In regard to the lights, the Christmas lights.
Yes, sir.
Take $1,000 and give it to the fire district, as I recall.
That's correct. $1,000
goes to the fire. Do you ever get a report back on whether all that money is spent, any is available?
No.
Why not?
We'll do that.
And if there is any funds, could they be diverted into these other lights?
I do know that they have reported that it's not enough, that they implement some of their own funds.
Okay.
And when we've asked them to reduce what they have and so that we can share with others, they have said they use every penny, but that's what, just what they say. I think a report would be very helpful.
Because it may be just
wise thinking of you.
Give them more money, just by giving them more money, Christmas light. The Christmas lights are pretty important.
They are important. Mm-hmm. They're huge. It's really all we get to do. Okay. Perfect.
It'd probably be best if we took formal action.
On that one? Okay. So I'll need a motion then.
Motion to try and find the money, or
a motion to ask finance manager if they can find $500 to donate to the Yamhill Downtown Association for Christmas lights. And if found, permission to implement.
All right. I make a motion for the finance director to find $500 in our budget so we can help the Yamhill Downtown Association put up Christmas lights.
And implement.
And implement.
If found.
If found.
Second.
A vote, please.
Pichara.
Potter, aye.
Askia.
All right. There is one more, but I'd like to save this one for the actual council meeting.
Mayor, there's another question.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rocky.
I found a reference to the information that you're looking for relative to the water engineering report. And it is identified as what I'm not sure about is whether it's HBH or AKS. But it is the report that is part of the city's water system master plan. And the report date is 2018.
That's
HBH?
I'm
pretty sure it is too.
Yeah.
Master plan, is that the one you're referring to then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
City's Water System Master Plan, WSMP, abbreviated.
I know the one. And that's the 1990.
No, 18.
2018.
2018. Perfect. All right. Is there any other business that council would like to address at this time?
Mm-hmm. Two hands raised online.
Oh.
You're taking online.
Well, we were doing public comment today, but we will certainly hear what they have to say.
Okay. So the first one is Sherry Wilson. Oh.
Hi, Sherry Wilson, 710 East Main. I just wanted to make a suggestion. I found it kind of unsettling to think that we went all, 4 months basically without rain. And I think in the future, I think we should always, June 1st, be on a level one water restriction. It might be nice to implement that just for the sense of giving people the idea that, it's summer, think about restricting your water use, thinking about the timeliness of when you are watering your gardens, so on and so forth. So after last year and being so reactive instead of proactive, I think in the future it'd be really good to you know, think about that. June 1st, every year, we are on a level one water restriction. So thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Next one is Carol Prendergast.
Oh, Carol, please. Carol, if you're available, please unmute.
Come on, Carol, get on.
Carol, are you available? Please unmute. Carol Prendergast, are you available? She's there, but she's not unmuted.
Yeah, you just need to unmute, Carol.
Took her hand down.
I just...
Oh, you did that?
You put her hand.
I did that, but I've been asking her to unmute and allow her to talk. And
is there anything in chat that she has posted?
We don't have chat. That was the attorney's... Yes. Recommendation.
Public record.
Okay. So I guess she can send an email and you guys can address them at the next meeting.
That's a great idea.
Message.
So Carol, if you can still hear me, we would welcome an email from you, or you are welcome to come to the next council meeting in 2 weeks, I think, and we will address your question then during public comment time. I'm still muted. Okay. Thank you, Carol. Any other business that you would like to address?
I have none.
You have none? Can you propose?
I make a motion we adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Hey, that was
nice to have a crowd. I love it.